Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Medicine of Mindset Summit. It's Jana Danielson. I am your guide for this entire week of really what I'm calling magic. It's the medicine of mindset, but yet it's almost like the medicine of magic because one of the root, one of the roots that I grounded into for this summit was, as you know, I may have, if you've watched different episodes earlier, is that I truly believe, and I know there are others on this planet that believe, that we do have the ability to heal in miraculous ways. We often just get distracted by overwhelm of information or, you know, an Instagram feed that looks pristine, and our mind tells us, well, you could never do that, or you could never be that. And this week is a complete deviation from that. I hope that you've taken the time out to, you know, clear some space so that your mind and your body and your soul can be ready to absorb the amazing information that our next speaker has for us. So it brings me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Edward Group to you. He is a world-renowned natural health expert, best-selling author, and frequent guest on radio and TV. As a healer and alternative health advocate, Dr. Group has dedicated his life to helping others. His mission is to identify and eliminate the root cause of disease, and we're going to really dive into that today. He is the founder and CEO of Global Healing and Global Healing Institute, an industry leader and innovator in the field of natural health. And through his company, his media appearances, Dr. Group is spreading his message of positivity, hope, and wellness throughout the world. And that is why he was a perfect puzzle piece for this week-long experience. Dr. Group, thank you so much for gracing us at the Medicine of Mindset virtual stage.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So let's, if we were like at the starting line, at the gate, right? Let's start by having you just tell us a little bit about your story, because I truly believe that we don't land in, you know, the spaces that we live in and impact in by chance. I believe there's always, you know, the gift that maybe in the moment wasn't the gift, but that led you on the trajectory to where you are today. So why don't you tell us about that story?
Yeah, it still is the biggest gift that I was ever given. You know, as a kid, I was that type of kid that would be labeled as ADD, you know, just hyperactive. But I grew up in, I was born in 1968, grew up in the 70s and 80s. They didn't have a lot of prescription medications for kids back then. But I always had a deep connection with nature, I always had a deep connection with God. And to the point where I was even getting visions and inventions and writing them down, and no one could understand. It was almost like I was living half in the spiritual realm and half in the physical realm. Now, I found out later that, you know, certain groups of children, like the indigo children, the rainbow children, the crystal children, the star children, were being born in. And so I was, my parents couldn't understand me. So I was always, you know, going to family counseling and stuff like that. Never liked school at all. Hated school because I had a really powerful intuition and gut feeling. And I just knew, like, nothing felt right. I wasn't resonating with what they were teaching me. And I was always asking questions and asking why. And honestly, the teachers could never really answer me in a scientific manner. Well, that led to me going, you know, through high school and through multiple colleges, even going into the military for a while, and then really trying to decide what I wanted to do in life. And eventually I had this vision of me being a heart surgeon. So I was in college for 12 years just because it was just trying to figure out who I was. So I had so many credits and different, started out in wanting to be an attorney, but then got into the health, and most of it was health related. So I had all the credits needed. And I decided that I wanted to become a heart surgeon. So I started, you know, preparing for the MCAT at the time, which is the test you need to take to get into medical school. And this is where the miracle happened. I ended up going to a dinner one night, and I was sitting next to a guy who was very into natural medicine. And he was the main researcher that was putting together a team that, back in the 90s, by the way, there was no internet. So this was a team dedicated to finding the root cause of cancer. Like, why are people getting cancer? And so him and I talked for a couple hours at this dinner meeting, and he kept telling me, you know, everything I'm learning is wrong, that the medical system teaches doctors to prescribe. And the true definition of a doctor is a teacher, not a prescriber. And they don't teach the root cause. And I can remember him giving me this example of, like, if the oil light goes on in your car, a natural practitioner would figure out why the oil light goes on in your car. A medical practitioner would put a piece of tape over it, over the oil light, basically cover up the symptoms instead of addressing the root cause of disease. And so he was asking me, you know, we were basically arguing at first, but he had a point. I was listening, and my mind wasn't fully open at that time, but it was in a way, because of my spiritual progress and all the other stuff that was going on in my life. And so he said, so do they teach you, are they teaching you all of the side effects of the pharmaceuticals and how those work biochemically and what those actually do? I was like, no, not really. They're just teaching us to prescribe this for this and this for this and this for this. He goes, well, don't you think you should know that? And I said, yeah, I probably should know that. So anyway, dinner was over, and for a couple days, I couldn't stop thinking about it. You know, what is the root cause of all these diseases? I mean, like no one's teaching have ever taught me why I have a migraine headache, or why I have arthritis, or why I have diabetes, or why I have cancer, or why I even have nail fungus for that, you know, matter. And I just kept thinking and thinking and thinking. And then I came back to that pharmaceutical aspect. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go to the library and I'm just going to do some research. So I go to the library and I start looking up like 3 or 4 or 5 different pharmaceuticals and looking at the biochemistry and the chemistry behind it and seeing what actually takes place in the body. And it only took me about 4 to 6 hours to realize that everything that I was being taught, the majority of it, when it comes to treating conditions, was wrong, because I saw that this is going to block a natural system in the body, or it's going to cover something up, or it's going to stop the body from naturally producing this thing. And then it's going to cause this amount of damage to the gut or this amount of damage to the liver. So it's not ever fixing anything. All it's doing is covering it up. And is creating a whole host of other symptoms and damage, you know, damaged organs. And then that leads to another pharmaceutical and leads to another pharmaceutical and another pharmaceutical. So after 12 years of college, all that was thrown out of the window in literally 4 to 6 hours of doing my own research. And I went back to this guy and I said, can I join your team? I'd like to join your team. So I joined his team, and what we would do is we were traveling around going to these underground cancer conventions and talking to these doctors who had been ridiculed, who their clinics had been shut down. We're finding the people that were being killed because they came up with cures for cancer, or they came up with cures for any type of disease. That was what our mission was. And so long story short, we did that for a couple of years, and we had enough information gathered that we were 100% positive that the root cause of every single condition and symptom, for that matter, whether you have, you know, it doesn't matter what you have, everything was caused by two things: a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. Now, we identified hundreds of things in the external environment that can create damage or toxicity or lower your body's vibrational frequency, really, because all healing is nothing more than energy and vibrations, just like Tesla and Einstein said. And so just to give you an example of some of the things in the external environment, I mean, now we have 5G, you have electromagnetic radiation. You have coworkers that can bring you down or reduce your immune system, that can create anger, that can create emotions. You have family members you're with. You have friends that you're hanging around with. You have the TV, which is a big, big, big thing. We identified outgassings from carpets in the bedroom, memory foam mattresses. I mean, we started looking at everything people are exposed to in their external environment. And honestly, about 90% of the external environment in which people are living and working is toxic from the air, from the chemicals, to the components, to the psychological, to the spiritual, to the mental, all of that combined. And then we started looking at the internal toxins, or what brings your body down internally. And that's when we got into looking at all the different chemicals and foods and pesticides and insecticides and genetically modified organisms and gluten and dairy. And, you know, the list went on and on and on. And we figured out that most people, 95% of the things that they're consuming every single day are creating toxicity within their system. So I'm all about simplicity, and our research team has all been about all about simplicity. So what we've found is that the one piece of the puzzle, I mean, we know the root cause of all conditions are a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. And basically how those conditions persist is that you become overloaded mentally, physically, emotionally, and you're bringing in too many chemicals and toxins that are affecting you every single day, and you're not getting enough of them out, and you're not making the necessary steps to clean up your external environment or your internal environment, which is why detoxification and cleansing is a vital component for anyone to be healthy. But actually, that's not the most vital component that we found in our research, and we've continued this research for over 25 years. And right now, say the biggest piece of the puzzle that's missing is the educational component. Because we've talked to millions, literally millions of people. And the one thing that's missing is people still do not know why they're suffering from the condition that they're suffering from. And this is almost like the biggest, deepest, darkest secret of the medical profession. They never want you to know why you have diabetes, or why you have constipation, or why you have anything for that matter, any of the tens of thousands of conditions, whether it's a mental condition or whether it's a physical condition. And the reason because we still today ask people that come to us, with cancer, for example, or whatever. And we ask them, well, why do you have cancer? Why do you have diabetes? Why do you have macular degeneration? Why do you have Crohn's disease? And they say, well, I don't know. And we say, well, how many doctors have you seen? I've seen 25 doctors, natural doctors, allopathic doctors for the last 10 years. And we say, have they ever explained to you why you have Crohn's disease or whatever? And they're saying, no one's ever explained to that. And we say, don't you think that you need to understand why you have the condition to better understand how to eliminate that condition? And they say, yes. So the number one thing, I teach doctors all over the world and teach individuals all over the world, is understanding why you have those conditions, why you have the condition that you have. And that goes into explaining and having them evaluate their external environment and their internal environment.
I find it really interesting how you frame that external and internal, because you're right. That sounds simple. It's one of two things, or maybe a combination of both. Yet, I would argue that most people would rather take the easy way, which means just tell me what I have and tell me what I have to go and get to take, so that this diagnosis, right? Like, don't you find that? And that's why mindset, I believe, is so critical. We've been bombarded with messaging around, you know, now there's an over-the-counter pain medication that's good for 12 hours. So you used to have to take 3 in a 24-hour period. Now you only have to take 2. What an advancement to help you with your headaches or your back pain, right? And knowing, I mean, I've taught Pilates for almost 15 years. It's what got me. I was on 11 different medications when I was 21 years old. I was told that my pain was in my head and that I was seeking attention and I should have a nice life, right? Those were the last 3 sentences my medical team said to me. And after my dark night of the soul and realizing, like, hey, wait a minute, how does a body flip over, you know, a burning car that's in an accident to save the people out of it? How do people climb Mount Everest? How do people have multiple babies at once? Our body is brilliant. And I think we sometimes forget that. So What would you say, Dr. Group, to start to help people shift their mindset to understand that the quick fix is not what gets to that root cause? It does take some effort. It does take some time. And where does someone even start by challenging those beliefs?
Well, you make a very good point. And to that point, there, what I would describe as different levels of awareness and different levels of enlightenment. Okay. So talking about how we're all energy and vibration, some people that don't know anything about their health, what you describe, they want the doctor to fix them. They want the easy fix. Most of the time, that group of people is vibrating in a very low vibrational state because they've given up their energy to somebody else, and they're not willing to learn some of the most important things that you can ever learn is about yourself. I mean, that's really, in my opinion, the reason why we're here, to gain enlightenment, to spiritual enlightenment. So most people, there's different levels. Like, you have a very low vibrational level, then you have people that are in the middle, and then, I mean, there's multiple levels, but then you have people that are going through an awakening process, that are vibrating on a higher vibrational level. The higher vibrational level that you vibrate on, the more in tune you are with your own body, obviously. The lower the vibration, the less in tune with your own body. Now, eventually, those individuals will, you're not ever fixing the issue. And ultimately, the mind, the mindset, and the vibration and the energy by itself, if you're on a very high level of awareness, you wouldn't need to do anything else but just use nature and your mind to be able to heal anything from an energetic vibrational standpoint. But there's only very, very few percentage of the world's population that have gotten to that point in time where they can utilize the energy that they have within themselves or their mind to be able to accomplish anything. Like, you can literally cure cancer instantaneously if you know how to do it with your mind. You can cure any disease. So you don't need anything but what God has already given you to be able to come back into balance and heal in any disease, any condition, anything. For example, I mean, God has given us sunlight, which they've tried to take away from us. They've killed the soil-based microorganisms. And I'm talking about there's a group of people and a group of organizations and companies. For example, the agricultural industry, the oil and gas industry, the big pharma industry, the food industry, the medical industry, all of those industries, they want to keep people sick. They want to keep, it's a money and control and a power game. But the good thing is, people are starting to wake up. I mean, especially the kids or the younger generation that have seen their parents and their grandparents die in the medical system. Eventually, though, it will catch up to you, because with that approach of just going in and saying, you know, take 3 extra pain medications, you're not still addressing the root cause of why you have pain to begin with. You know, like, depending on if it's an injury or depending on if it's a chemical imbalance or something like that, you're still not addressing it. So that's the reason why, when you look at the amount of chemicals and the amount of toxins that are coming into the body, and with all the research that we've done, and everybody's different, okay? Some people, the body will always give you signs and symptoms. Like, a headache is your body actually trying to tell you something. It's not your body saying, go take some pain medication. What your body does through symptoms is try to communicate with you and say, maybe there was some MSG on that food, or maybe there was some excitotoxins or some food dyes or some chemicals, or there's something that you're not reacting with properly that is creating an imbalance and an energy imbalance too at the same time that you should be aware of and you should fix. Now, with that being said, that's why we've identified 4 areas that we feel are the main components that are affected by the external and the internal environment. And the number one thing is the gut. The gut is actually like your second brain. That's the first exposure point to all of these toxins that are coming into your system on a daily basis. And so when the gut gets out of balance, and with all of the acids and the carbonated beverages and the lack of water people are drinking and all the cooked food, and you know, the list goes on and on, all that creates, you know, really imbalance in the gut microbiome, and then also in the gut tissue with leaky gut and all kinds of other things. So our first step for a solution is to cleanse and heal the gut. And then the second thing we've identified is the liver. The liver right now, I would say most people's livers are not functioning above 20%. In order to be healthy, your liver needs to be functioning above 80%. So the liver is vital, vital organ right now that people need to be cleansing and healing on a regular basis, because it's overworked, it's congested, it metabolizes your proteins, your fats, your carbohydrates, it breaks down all your nutrients that you need to be broken down. And so how is that, how is any of that possible if your liver is only functioning 20%? And the biggest thing that we've found, which is step number three, is going back to some of the research we were doing, because I was part of the Royal Raymond Rife research team in the 90s and actually was gifted the majority of Royal Raymond Rife's original lab manuals and all of his letters and all that stuff, because I was a part of the team back in the 90s. And I can tell you that the documents that I've seen, which are not public documents, and the notes that I've read in Rife's lab manuals, his original lab manuals, his philosophy that was at least 90, if not 100% of all the conditions that people suffer from are parasitical. Now, what I mean by that is a parasite is anything that lives off of a host mechanism. So a parasite could be a bacteria, a mycoplasm, a worm, a fungus, a mold, candida, anything. It doesn't matter. Now, over the last couple of years, we're not only dealing with biological God-made parasites, but we're also dealing with synthetic parasites with the nanobots and the nanotechnology that's being introduced into people's bodies. So now we have two types of parasites that we have to deal with. But Rife's microscope went up to over 100,000 X power. And he said in his lab notes, what I can see living at 100,000 X, there are multiple worlds of parasites living beyond what I can even see, okay? I would say that probably in all of our research and everything, in all the treatment programs that we've used over the years, eliminating the parasites from the body is vital. And it's what's missing from allopathic medicine. It's what's missing because we see people that nobody else can get better. And they always come to us. We always have the worst cases. I've talked to so many people on the phone. I've been to 20 different doctors and no one can tell me what's wrong with me. It's because of these four things: the gut, the liver, the parasites, and the last is the chemicals and heavy metals. Now, what those four things are, the four things that the medical community has never on purpose developed extensive testing for, because they never want you to know that all disease and all conditions can be rectified by cleansing the gut, cleansing the liver, cleansing the parasites, and cleansing all the chemicals and heavy metals out of the body. Those are really the four components that initiate every single disease that's out there.
Okay, so that in itself, gang, I want to just, I'm going to put my sales hat on here for a second. So this summit, FYI, is free, and we keep it free because we want it to reach as many people as possible, right? People from all walks of life. And if you're thinking that it might be really good to be able to have access to this information forever and ever, amen, your VIP upgrade is worth its weight in gold because of this information that Dr. Group has given you. Okay. Like, I haven't done this in any other interview, but it just dawned on me that we receive information at different times, right? We're processing it at different times. And what I wouldn't want is, you know, a month from now to be like, what was number three? Or what did he say about that, you know, that whole system? And so I just want to remind everyone as they're watching this. Now, I do want to ask, I feel like lately the words detox or cleanse are very trendy. And you can flip through an Instagram feed and do a 21-day juice cleanse, or you can do these things. And again, no one really is knowing why they're doing it. They just know that there's 100,000 likes on this post, and for $17, they can get in and do this. And, you know, you'll see maybe the physique of a body change. No one thinks about, what about day 22? Or so can you touch on, I'd love to know your definition of detox, detox and cleanse, and how can we start to educate our audience about, you know, the root of the detox and how they can start to explore that?
Well, detox and cleansing is everything, right? I mean, we take a shower to wash the outside of our skin every single day. And if you, we actually tried to calculate the amount of toxins or, you know, chemicals that people were exposed to on a daily basis, an average person, it came up to about 1.3 million. Okay. That's a lot, considering a packet of NutraSweet that someone puts in their coffee has 50,000, you know, molecules of toxins in it. So let's say that someone's taking in a million toxins every single day of their life and they're not cleansing. Can you imagine, like, even if you were to go all day long and mix everything that you eat and drink in a bucket and blend it all up and then pour it over the top of your skin, right? What do you think would happen? Or if you never cleaned your house, or if you never cleaned the inside of your car, it would turn into a toxic sludge full of parasites, just a diseased state. Basically, there'd be mold and bacteria, everything growing. Can you imagine if you kept doing that over your skin every single day and not taking a shower? It would build up and it would be black and moldy, and you'd have all this fungus and everything growing all over yourself. Same thing if you did it in your house. The secret is cleansing and detoxification. We do it naturally every single day, but we don't do it for the inside of our body. So if someone's taking in a million chemicals and toxins every single day, what happens is the body processes it and it has to go somewhere. So it pushes it into the tissues. It might push it into the bloodstream, and that causes atherosclerosis. It might push it into the liver and you get fatty liver. It might push it into the tissues where you get cysts. It might push it somewhere else. It doesn't matter, but your body's going to push it somewhere in the body. And that's how the whole symptomology and that's how the whole disease process works. So any type of detox and cleansing can be effective. That's why ancient cultures used to do, you know, water fasting once a year. In religious beliefs, they would do water fasting or some sort of fasting, because it's a way to cleanse and detoxify your system. On a step even further is what you should be looking at is cleaning up your external environment and your internal environment, so you're not putting all those chemicals and toxins in your body. Like a true detoxification, a true cleanse should start with the educational component of those. Where am I getting those million toxins every single day coming into my system? Now, I've spent my whole career looking at detoxification and cleansing. And that's why it's so important. And we've evaluated all kinds of different detoxification therapies and methods and all that. And I still today stick with, for the intestinal cleansing, I think you need to clean your intestines at least. It's like your intestines are your skin, basically. Your intestines are your epithelial tissue, is exactly like your skin. You're washing your skin in a shower every day. Why are you not cleansing your intestines on a regular basis? You don't need to do it every single day, but maybe twice a week. How are you going to clean your intestines twice a week? Okay. By the way, there's a good percentage of the population, probably 70 to 80%, that are taking laxatives, that are taking psyllium fiber, they're taking cascara sagrada, that are taking senna. And those herbs long term will cause permanent damage to your nerves and permanent damage to your bowel. There's only one thing that I stumbled on back in the 90s when, after we were done with Rife's research, we ended up having access to Tesla's original research. Tesla was a health pioneer. Most people don't know that. He's the one that invented ozol, ozonated olive oil, ozone, many other things. But he saw, Tesla's understudy was a guy named Arthur Matthews. Arthur Matthews came to Tesla when he was 16. Arthur Matthews' understudy was a guy named George Freebot. We met with George Freebot, and George Freebot had a lot of Arthur's information. And part of it was that Tesla had a vision later on in life, and he saw that all, he basically said, Arthur, all disease in the future is going to start in the gut. But then he said, all help also begins in the gut. He goes, before I die, I want to develop something that people can take on a regular basis to give their guts a shower of energy, but use oxygen to do that, actually reactive oxygen species, because the real microbiome that we have are facultative strains, which means they can survive in an oxygen, an aerobic, and an anaerobic environment. That's all changed because we've, you know, the pesticides and the insecticides and herbicides have killed off a lot of that. But he said, I wanted to create an oxygen-based product that people can take to give their guts a shower, basically, but it's not going to harm the gut. It's not going to kill off any, you know, good microbes. So he met with a guy named Dr. Eugene Bloss in 1898 in a hotel room, and they developed the first oxygen-based intestinal cleanser. And it was sold publicly up until like 1930s or 40s, and then it was kind of lost, and Sears and Roebuck and company, he had some other inventions like the VapoZone machine and some other stuff, and they came after him and basically shut it all down. Well, because I was part of that team, we ended up with a good percentage of his original formula. And so we ended up, took like 4 or 5 years, almost blew myself up. I created a 40-foot shipping container, a lab in there. Because you have to use ozone, cold temperatures, which is basically like a bomb. And to be able to bond this reactive oxygen species onto a magnesium molecule. So Tesla looked at all the different types of molecular structures and all the minerals, and he found that the magnesium oxide molecule was going to work the best for bonding. Also, he didn't want it to be a magnesium supplement. Like, you know, the magnesium laxative, the magnesium oxide is not really a laxative. It doesn't, you don't absorb any magnesium from it. And that's what he wanted. So he found the molecular structure on that was perfect to stabilize the million of reactive oxygen species onto that molecule. And so that's what we've been using as the best gut cleanser for so many years. It's a product called OxyPowder. Because that naturally releases the monatomic oxygen. And most people can have 10 to 15 pounds of compacted fecal matter in their intestinal lining. I mean, on x-rays, we see pieces of gum lodged up in these out pockets. And the people say, I stopped chewing gum 10 years ago. So we know that there's a lot of stuff that just gets built up in there. And so what is the only type of intestinal cleanser that uses a gas, a reactive gas, that can go up into those little pouches, and like the scrubbing bubbles commercial that used to be around a long time ago, convert solid matter into a liquid or a gas? And so that's what we use with probiotics, with a really good form of aloe. And those are really the only three things that you need to keep your bowel clean and healthy. And then the liver, what we found the best liver cleanse was, and we tested all the different types of liver cleanses out there too, but we kept coming back to the Holda Clark's liver cleanse with the olive oil, because we found that all these other like cleanses that these influencers are talking about, they might cleanse like 1% of your liver. But you really need to do the olive oil with, you know, what we recommend, taking a bunch of liver herbs and then doing the olive oil. You can do it like a 3-day or a 5-day or whatever, because that we found cleans about 15% of your liver. And we've actually had people that had 4-stage cancer that did 28 back-to-back liver cleanses, and their cancer was completely gone. And the only thing they did was clean their liver. This is how vital it is. It's still lacking. Naturopathic practitioners and allopathic practitioners, they're missing the point. They're not cleansing. They're sending people out with bags full of supplements, but they're not taking two steps back and cleansing the gut and then cleansing the liver. So if you're anybody who's sick, anybody who has cancer, their liver is functioning at 15% or below. So one liver cleanse is going to take that liver functionality to 30%. The next liver cleanse is going to take it to 45%. The next liver cleanse is going to take it to 60%. The next liver cleanse is going to take it to 75%. You just assume that everybody who's sick, their liver is at 15%. So most people actually in our studies need to do 3, 4, 5 liver cleanses to get their liver functioning above 80%. There's no medical tests out there that you can take to test for liver flukes, which most people have liver flukes in their liver, parasites in their liver. Most people's detoxification pathways are not working. The liver testing that they do, the GGT or whatever, and the ALT and the minimal amount of liver tests that they do for fatty liver and ultrasound, tell you basically nothing about how good the liver's functioning, how good it's processing and metabolizing your carbohydrates, your fats, your proteins, how good you're breaking down your minerals, how many parasites are in the liver, none of that stuff. So most people we found need at least 3 to 5 or 6 liver cleanses. And then the next thing is the parasites. I mean, it's absolutely vital that people do parasite cleansing. And so we're recommending the Holda Clark. Basically, it's a modified parasite cleanse called Paratrex, but it has the diatomaceous earth, it has the black walnut hull, it has the clove, it has the wormwood, it has all the components, the natural components that you need. And I actually just started recommending ivermectin, you know, since we've been, you know, going through this whole process and gathering so much data. It is just, and that's why you're seeing people that have suffered from all these illnesses that just did ivermectin, and all of a sudden their illnesses are going away, because every single illness is associated with parasites. Mm-hmm. So it is absolutely 100%. Anything you're suffering from, you should always go through a parasite cleanse. And now we're even recommending doing a parasite cleansing and detox one day a week, just for we're exposed to parasites everywhere, whether it's mold, whether it's mycoplasms, whether it's whatever. So it's vital now to do your liver cleanse, you know, like maybe once, in my opinion, like maybe once every 3 months, but to clean your bowel once or twice a week, to do parasite cleansing once a week, you know, and all that things, just take a small dose of ivermectin once a week and take the Paratrex once a week, or whatever, you know, whatever herbs that you have to clean all the parasites out of your system. In nature, animals, before the soil was ruined, because actually ivermectin is a natural product, believe it or not, it was developed and it was found in the soil from a soil-based microorganism. After that was found and patented, then we started seeing more damage done to the soil and all those microbes being killed off. But in a perfect environment, in a perfect ecosystem, you would never have to do any cleansing, because you would be living off of nature and you would be eating the food and you would be eating the bacteria that would be naturally secreting the ivermectin in your body, and you would be deworming yourself naturally on a regular basis. It's just that nature has all the solutions already. But because it's been, the air's been poisoned, the soil's been poisoned, the food's been poisoned, and man has tried to play God and alter the sunlight and change all of these natural things, it's necessary for us, until we get to the point where we can just use our mind for everything, which is only probably 1% of the population or less, probably 0.0001% have gotten to that point, through deep meditation and mindfulness and everything else, where they have control over their own body. We need to substitute, because we're living in a toxic world. And so we need to take that, to understand that, and to be able to take, there's always a solution for every situation. That's the good thing. That's what I always say. You know, there's always a solution for every situation. And that's why it's so important to detoxify and cleanse your body, your gut, your liver, cleanse the parasites out of your body, and cleanse the chemicals and heavy metals out of your body. And chemicals and heavy metals, maybe every 3 months, you can do a chemical and heavy metal cleanse. But that, and then change your diet, eat more healthy, eat more organic, learn about yourself, spend more time in the sun, spend more time grounding yourself, spend more time in meditation, spend more time being mindful of others, spend more time in the energy of love and gratitude, and not in anger, division, you know, all of the negative emotions, jealousy, resentment, fear, everything else, because this really comes a lot back to the fear factor as well, and how fear can keep your immune system only functioning at 50%, and also people living in a sympathetic state versus a parasympathetic state.
I have a question about grounding. So feet on the ground, hands on a tree, if possible, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's been studies done that if you put your hands in soil every day for 2 weeks, it completely changes your microbiome on the, you see, we have microbiome not only in our gut, but on our skin. In the vaginal tissue is a separate microbiome, and our sinuses are a separate microbiome. And scientists just now, just recently, have found by taking tumors out of the body that tumors actually have their own specific microbiome. What is a microbiome? You could call them parasites, or you could call them natural, you know, there's organisms. Let's just call them microorganisms. There's good microorganisms. And well, not even micro, really, because a worm or a fluke could be a lot larger than a micro. Let's just say other organisms living in us all the time. Some of them are bad, some of them are good. You know, some of them get, you know, too much. So being out in nature and just putting your hands in the soil or walking on the ground or being around water or waterfalls or trees in a forest and breathing the air, not only is it beneficial for us from a mental standpoint and a physical standpoint and a spiritual standpoint, but it's what we were, it's what we were meant to be. It's how we were created.
I want to ask about inflammation. When someone is going through, well, I mean, life, right? We have a bursitis or arthritis, or, you know, our guts can be distended with bloating and inflammation. I mean, like you said, you know, a headache is the body's way of communicating that something or someone needs to change. Can you talk a little bit about inflammation and what is that actually communicating to our body? Instead of us trying to just stop the symptom of the inflammation, what's the messaging from the body?
The messaging from the body is that the question you have to ask is, well, what is the root cause of the inflammation? And the root cause of the inflammation is something that is a toxic compound to the body that the body's trying to fight, or the body's trying to eliminate, or that's irritating to the body, or that's it's a poison to the body. I mean, inflammation is very easily defined as something that's not supposed to be in the body that's causing an inflammatory reaction. And that goes back to that the foods that you're eating, all cooked food causes an inflammatory reaction. All dairy causes an inflammatory reaction. All gluten causes an inflammatory reaction. All chemicals, all herbicides, pesticides, insecticides cause an inflammatory reaction. Even watching, you know, negative things on TV and creating, you know, a state of fear or anxiety, you know, just as living in a state of stress or anxiety causes inflammation. So it all boils down back down to the two factors, the external environment, the toxic external environment, and the internal environment. And I have a different philosophy. So for me, it doesn't matter. I don't need 1,000 different programs for inflammation or 1,000 different, you know, supplements for, you know, 20 supplements for this or 20 supplements for that. I'm all about nature and simplicity. You know, meditation, it can reduce inflammation. Just be calming yourself down, being in a parasympathetic state. Breathing can reduce inflammation, doing deep breathing techniques. And avoiding the things that are causing the inflammation is the most important thing. But I can tell you this, most of the inflammation, parasites are a major factor when it comes to inflammation because they're constantly secreting formaldehyde. You know, think about all the amount of worms and microbes and harmful organisms that people have in their body. Just one piece of sushi, raw sushi, on average has 100,000 eggs, parasitical eggs in it. One piece of raw sushi. That's not talking about, you know, you touching stuff and putting it in your mouth and you letting your dog and your cat sleep with you. I mean, we have no clue of how many parasites that we're bringing into our system every single day. These are organisms that are taking your nutrients from you. They're replicating inside your body. They're going to the bathroom inside your system. And when they go to the bathroom inside your system and they die inside your system too, right? Your body has to get rid of all these things. They secrete isopropyl alcohol as a byproduct, phenol as a byproduct, formaldehyde as a byproduct. And something else is causing a lot of inflammation that's happening in people that most people are not talking about out there is the amount of inorganic minerals that we're consuming every single day. All the man-made minerals that, you know, are in most of the vitamins, you cook your food, the organic minerals change to inorganic minerals, and we're consuming like pounds of inorganic minerals every single day. And that's why slowly people are turning to stone. In the 1800s, people that lived by springs, they would take their organs out and they would be petrified. This is why I get a lot of backlash for this, but all the research that was done from the late 1800s, 1867 to 1940, was telling people that they need to drink distilled water. Distilled water is the only water created by God. It's the only water created by nature. Rainwater is distilled water. The water that you have in fruits is distilled. The water that you have in vegetables is distilled. We are consuming massive amount of inorganic minerals. Inorganic minerals are the minerals like when people drink spring water, they drink bottled water, they're drinking inorganic minerals. It's bad for you. People think drinking spring water, bottled water is good for you. It's not. You're accumulating a massive amount of inorganic minerals, which are taxing your liver, causing calcifications, and you're slowly turning yourself to stone. That's why I recommend people drink distilled water 90% of the time, because distilled water will grab all those inorganic minerals from your system and keep flushing them out. You need to detox these inorganic minerals from your body as well. And distilled water is the best way to do that.
Mm. So good. All right. You're dropping all these little gems for us to be like picking up and putting in our baskets. I want to thank you for that. And I want, like I said, I think you may have touched on some of this throughout the interview, the conversation, but it would be great to like put it in a little box and wrap it up with a bow. And based on your experience, your wisdom, and your areas of expertise, because there are multiple, what do you feel is not being talked about enough?
Empowering people. I mean, what's not being talked about is people don't understand the power that they have within themselves. I mean, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within, and people, if they just understood why, you know, why am I sick? Why do I have a headache? Why do I have diabetes? Why do I, you know, suffer from all this stuff? We would completely change the world. And that's an area that needs to be addressed. And is really the root cause, a big root cause, aside from all the chemical poisoning and everything, is the lack of education. I mean, the school systems, for me, it's, you know, I have two kids. I have two teenagers, two boys, 16 and 14, and they've been homeschooled. I homeschool them. But what they're teaching these kids in schools is just horrific. They're not teaching them what they need to know to be successful, how to be entrepreneurs, how to manage finances, how to communicate effectively with people, how to understand what health is really about, how to listen to their bodies. Like, it's almost like the most important things that we should be taught, and this is done purposely, we're not taught. So I would say that the educational component for me is always like the number one place to start, you know. And that's how we do it. You know, anyone that comes to us, we always start with, let's teach you why you have the condition that you have. And then you're going to be able to, all the outcomes are so much better when people actually take responsibility for their own life. And I think we're transitioning into that right now, which is great. But I would also say that just to let people know that you have so much power within yourself. You have the power to do everything. You have the power to heal. You have the power to live. You have the power to love. You have the power to be grateful. You have the power to become enlightened. So start spending more time with yourself and understanding yourself and not spending time outside of yourself. Balance.
I love that. And so on that note, what are a couple of, you know, the doctor group approved mindset tools or habits that you would like to leave our audience with?
Well, the biggest thing that I've learned that's made the biggest transformation in my life is meditation. I started meditating probably around the year 2000. And I would say that it's a disconnection. We need time to disconnect from the world, and spending time in the mornings, I would say, is my biggest piece of advice. Because in order to win, the mornings are very powerful. And that in order to win the mornings, you have to win the evenings. And in order to win the evenings, that means you have to get some good sleep, and you have to not be watching TV till 2 or 3 in the morning or 1 in the morning. But make it a priority to go to bed by 9, 9:30, and get up at like 5 in the morning and do not touch your phone in the morning. Don't touch anything. The morning, even if you look at the masters in India and the gurus, and you know, you study multiple different spiritual teachings, they all say that the morning is the most powerful, between 3 to 5 a.m. or 3 to 6 a.m. For me, it's been the most powerful transformation, because I can get up in the morning and have a fresh mind and go in and not grab any electronics for the first hour of my day and just do nothing but go into a state of deep meditation, of gratefulness, of love. And it's so powerful to be able to do that. And it sets the stage for the whole day. So my advice is, for me, that's the most important part of my day, is winning the mornings and being able to spend an hour, hour and a half in meditation. And it's transformed my life. And the second thing I would say is start paying attention to who your friends are, what you're watching on TV, what you're looking at social media. You don't have to make changes all at once, but every day you should be making a change. Today, you're not buying that horrible salt. You're buying Himalayan crystal salt. You're switching to organic foods. It's baby steps. Just consider your life as a big ladder. And every single day you're making progress, and you're doing things, and you're noticing things, and you're being aware. Mindfulness is actually being aware of the present moment that you're in. You know, when you're going to make a decision to eat something, you know, maybe it's that one decision where you're going to eat that salad instead of that cheeseburger or something, but just make small changes every single day in your life.
Well, I appreciate the time that you took to help us understand what I think for the audience is just some new ways of looking at the power within, the simple way of identifying, you know, the two main pillars that really are impacting our health, wellness, and that includes physical and emotional and spiritual, and you know, looking at our internal environment, looking at our external environment, the way that you so beautifully framed the detox and the cleanse, and, you know, the four pieces that, you know, the gut and the liver specifically, how important it is to, you're right. We do all these things for our, you know, our vehicles and our homes. And yet it's, for some reason, looking within sometimes takes a little bit of convincing, or you have to be gifted with that symptom or that disease before you think, oh my gosh, I would do anything. I'll change my life however you want me to, God, just help me heal. And so before we get to that point, wouldn't it be great to start to be educated? And I'm confident that our audience has pulled something from today's conversation. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's, you know, what we're doing is we're just trying to help people, you know, help educate people and help people make that transition to a happier and healthier life.
Amazing. All right. To my audience, I want you to take a little bit of a break from your screen, your tablet, your computer. If you can go out and get in the sunshine or get your feet on the ground, grab a snack or some water to hydrate your body. And we will see you back here on the next episode at the Medicine of Mindset Summit.